Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimony and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Can I say wow, 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 wow? And I say wow without haste, because wow is how many of you have said your lives have been impacted and touched by Motivational Mondays, and each episode is rich and empowering. And we want you to know that if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Please allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with our in-studio guests around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Wow, I am beyond excited about today's installment of Motivational Monday. Today we are talking about getting your power back. We have an all-star in-studio guest joining us for today's program and the broadcast to share some rich insights around this subject. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to join you and share in today's show. Send someone a quick fax and email, socially write on their Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. I think you get the message. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you for today's broadcast. We extend in advance our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Here on Motivational Mondays, you know you should come prepared with, guess what? Your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, whatever you need, sit it in front of your laptop or your desktop to take the notes of the richness from the information that will be shared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as I stated earlier, we truly have an all-star guest joining us in the studio and is without question an expert on this subject of getting your power back. But let me back up and share with you. I'm a part of a network called Leaders of Transformation, founded by Nicole Jansen. Nicole Jansen has a variation of guests that grace her show and the richness of information that is shared. And from time to time, Nicole will say, Coach Adams, I think this is someone that your audience would truly appreciate and get a lot from. And so when she shared with me about Mr. Bill Ferguson and his Mastery of Life system, I was really excited. Bill Ferguson has been featured on Oprah and has been recommended by the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post. Now, this is what's interesting. Bill started his career as a divorce attorney. I can go on and on with his various layers of accolades, but I'm going to, without hesitation, bring Mr. Bill Ferguson in. We're going to hear more about who he is, and I want you to give a virtual round of applause welcome to Mr. Bill Ferguson as we're going to learn the richness around getting our power back. Bill, welcome to our virtual boardroom. How are you, sir?
Well, fine. I've been looking forward to doing this with you.
Wow, Bill, I have been looking forward to this because, as I stated, Nicole Jansen, I have so much honor and respect for her and Leaders of Transformation and that network. And so I know that the individuals that she brings together, they really are leaders. And so I'm excited to hear the wisdom around today's subject. But before we jump into that, Bill, I love to ask my in-studio guests, you know, if you were to describe Bill Ferguson to someone, oh, my gosh, who would you say he is?
Well, that's kind of a hard thing to answer. But I guess the one thing about me is that for me that's so important in life and everything is about learning how to live in the experience of love. When that experience of love is present, you're happy, you're alive, you're free, you're on top of life, you have a very positive energy, you radiate that positive energy, life works incredibly. And that's the natural state. And I guess in looking at how I would describe me, it's like my life is about learning how to live in that experience of love, learning how life works, and passing it on to others. And I think that's probably the only way I can know how to describe me. like I'm a husband. I've got a bunch of grandkids. I live in Houston, Texas. But to me, all that's kind of irrelevant compared to who we are, and then bringing that forth in our lives.
I love it. No worries, no worries, no worries. Now, what's interesting is that as we opened and we stated, you started out your career as a divorce attorney, but yet you've had this turning point that has brought you to a different place. Share with us what this turning point was, or what quote-unquote Bill's discoveries have been on your journey that got you to this place of where we are today, and your focused work of getting your power back, or get your power back.
Yes, yes. Well, I had an awakening back in the 70s where I discovered that the circumstances of life are the symptom. They're not the problem. It's like literally life never just happens. We interact with life in a very specific way, which produces a specific result. When you change how you relate to life, you change what happens around you. And so I had this awakening where I just started to discover who we are, and I had such a hunger to learn more about it. I did, every workshop I could find. I went around the country. I just had this hunger to learn more about what is it to be human and how does it all work. And in the process of that, I was a divorce attorney at the time, and I decided that as a divorce attorney, I would rather be a peacemaker than an adversary. So I
And you know, Bill, I must say, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted you to know that I so love that, that you got this revelation or awakening, awareness, or whatever, and however we want to phrase it, that you wanted to become a peacemaker, and that
yes,
there needed to be a shift for you to be able to do that. Tell us a little bit more about that, because, wow, you've invested so much time becoming an attorney, a very specialized area, and you have this shift.
Yes, and then I decided to – I never worked to have my clients get back together, because some people shouldn't be back together. But my focus was having them in the conflict, heal the hurt, and restore the love, not as husband and wife, but just one human being to another. And I actually became very good at it. And 15% of my clients canceled their divorce and stayed together. And then of the 85% that did divorce – virtually all of them did it as friends. And I had this unique experience as a divorce attorney, because I got to learn about relationships in a way that people don't get to find out about. And one of the things that I discovered is that it only takes one person to heal a relationship. When you shift how you are towards the other person, it changes how that person responds in return. And I started learning about the experience of love. So like in relationships, if I love you, but I treat you lousy, so what if I love you? See, on the surface, when I did the divorce work, there was all this anger and resentment and upset and bitterness. And always, always, always what was underneath all the upset was a tremendous amount of hurt. And then always what was under the hurt was the love. We wouldn't be upset if we didn't care. So one thing became very obvious very quickly is that love never is enough to have a relationship work. The divorce courts are full of people that love each other. So the thing that makes a difference is not the love, it's the experience of love. So if I treat you in a way where you feel loved, our relationship would be great. If I interact with you in a way where you feel unloved, our relationship will be a mess. So that started it all off for me. So I started learning about the experience of love and relationships, and then I started seeing it's not just about the experience of love and relationships, it's the experience of love in life. And then I started seeing what destroys it.
I love that.
What is it in us that messes everything up? And then I also discovered that the natural state of who we are is the experience of love. We're born that way. But we live in a world that kills it. We disconnect from who we are, and then it's downhill from there.
Well, you know, what's so interesting is that, you know, I really, in getting an understanding of who Bill Ferguson is and your work and the body of your work that goes back, you know, and spans the years, you know, what's interesting is that I can see, based on what you're sharing, why you affectionately had the nickname around the country, the love counselor.
Yes, yes.
And it's unfortunate for the world that you closed your practice. And I say that only because your ability to have one to shift the conflict, and as you stated, 15% of your clients never divorce, with the high divorce rate today, the last statistics I heard, and Bill, please correct me if I'm wrong, was that close to 60% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah.
So truly,
yeah, and just think of all the
conflict.
Marriages that stay together, but their marriage is over and they stay together.
Exactly, because people did not heal the hurt, as you stated, and restore the love, you know, people to people, human being to human being. I love that. And so share with us, how did this move into your focus of work associated with Get Your Power Back? I mean, how does this all relate? You know, the divorce attorney who gets this insight relationally, realizing the significance of love and helping others to heal their hurt and restore the love and all of this. How did this lead into Get Your Power Back, and what insight do you have to share with today's audience?
Okay. Well, let me give you like a real short relationship course. Okay, so the thing that makes a difference in relationships, and this is whether you're married, you're divorced, your friends, parents, kids, coworkers, it's just one human being to another. What creates the experience of love is giving the gift of acceptance and appreciation. See, you're you.
So true.
I can love the way you are. I can hate the way you are. And you're going to change a thing. You're you. But if I can accept the you that you are and appreciate you, that creates love. You feel empowered. You feel better about yourself. You feel better about life. Your walls of protection come down. And then automatically you feel better about me. And then I feel better about you and you feel better about me. And we create this cycle of loving, supporting, and empowering each other. So what creates love is giving acceptance. What destroys love is being non-accepting. You need to change. You're messed up. What's your problem? What's the matter with you? And then as I become non-accepting towards you, you get hurt, you get upset, you put up your walls of protection, and then automatically you become non-accepting, judgmental, critical towards me. And then I get hurt, I become more against you, you become more against me, I become more against you. And instead of creating a cycle of loving, supporting, and empowering each other, we create a cycle of conflict, a cycle of hurting, attacking, and withdrawing from each other. And the thing I found is anytime there's a relationship that isn't working, there's this underlying cycle of conflict. And in order to have a cycle of conflict, there must be two active participants. It's like a tennis ball, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And as soon as somebody refuses to return the serve, the volley ends. So when I can genuinely accept and appreciate you, then, see, every time you interact with somebody, you're either going to create love or you're going to destroy love, and whatever you give is going to come right back. So I started learning this about
the law of cause and effect.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's like what you give comes back. See, and in the key in relationships, see, you notice that some people are very difficult to accept. Well, what acceptance is, it's nothing more than surrendering to the truth. Because people are the way they are, whether we like it or not. When you can surrender to the truth, a couple of things happen. One thing is you can see the truth. And when you can see the truth, you can see what you need to do based on the facts. When you're at peace with the truth, you automatically look in a direction where solutions, opportunity, and possibility show up.
Now, let me ask you, Bill, if I may, when you're speaking about surrendering to the truth, whose truth are we surrendering to? Because individually, don't we have different point of views or different perceptions? Can you tell us a little bit more around that? I'm intrigued.
Sure, sure. Okay, so first off, there's the reality, and then there's our reality, and they have nothing to do with each other.
Mm.
In the reality, things just are. What so is what so. What happened is what happened. What is. And then there's our reality. Our reality consists of the thoughts, the feelings, the emotion, the points of view, the opinions, the stuff. So there's the truth, there's our stuff about it. Okay, why this is important is when you can be at peace with the truth, then you automatically look in a direction where solutions show up. Let me give you an example. My wife and I used to have a black and white cat. That cat wouldn't bark. And I could yell at the cat and scream at the cat and rationalize with the cat, but it just didn't make any difference. When I could be at peace with the truth, when I could be at peace with the fact that the cat doesn't bark, and if I want to hear barking, then automatically what do I need to do? Go get a dog. See, that's where life works, is when you're at peace with the truth. If you look at any area of life that isn't working, if you look at any relationship that isn't working, notice the direction of focus. Instead of putting the focus on what do I need to do based on the facts, instead the focus is on fighting the facts. And when we do that, we make everything worse very quickly. So in the example about the cat, you know, I'm going to be convinced that the cat's the problem. But the cat's not the problem. The cat's just the cat. The problem is my fighting the cat. And when I fight the cat, I'm focusing 180 degrees opposite of where solutions are. Instead of looking for what needs to be done based on the facts, in my fighting the facts, I destroy my ability to see what works, and I interact in a way that is guaranteed to make everything worse very quickly. And I discovered that that's true not only in relationships, but in every single area of life. So,
and does that come back to, you know, what you were saying earlier, that the symptoms are not the problem? And so for so many of us, we are so focused on the symptoms, but we haven't gotten to the root cause of the problem. Is that what
absolutely.
That kind of connect with? Oh,
absolutely,
perfect.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure I'm tracking with you. I'm taking some great notes here, Bill.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because if you look, we live in a world that teaches us that happiness and upsets come from outside of us. We live in a world where all the focus is on the circumstances. So when there's an area of life that isn't working, all of our focus is on this happened, that happened, he said, she said. But you see, the things that are happening in your life are never the problem, they're the symptom. Now, you look at each person has certain areas of life that don't work, but what happens is they consistently don't work. And the areas of life that don't work in one person's life is going to be totally different than the areas of life that don't work in another person's life. What we don't notice is that the areas of life that don't work are our own creation. We literally cause them to not work. And then they consistently don't work.
Wow. Now, you know, that is a rich nugget there, and I can hear the vibrations, Bill, of my global listening audience. They're thinking and saying right now, Bill doesn't know my situation. How can he say that? He doesn't get it. He hasn't gone through anything. What would you say to the murmuring of that person that is thinking, I don't know if I buy into that?
Yeah, well, look in your life and notice that you have the same type of upsets keep showing up over and over and over again. The same type of fears keep showing up over and over and over again. And the thing that upsets one person is going to be totally different than what shows up or what upsets another person. You know, it's just look in your life and notice that the past, notice that the past keeps repeating itself. And the things that show up in one person's life.
Because we don't make a shift, right?
Yes, but we relate to it in a way that keeps everything stuck.
Okay.
See, we're fighting the truth, and when we fight the truth, we set in motion a whole bunch of very destructive processes, every one of which magnifies the problem. Like, for example, look at an upset. No circumstance has the ability to create an upset. All a circumstance can do is strike a nerve that's already there. That's why different people
right,
get upset at different things.
Right, and that goes to the symptoms, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
so
that
anytime,
relates back to what you were saying about the symptoms, correct?
Yes, yes. So look at an upset. Pick a time in your life when you've been upset, and notice that the upset is a state of mind. Fear and upsets are both states of mind. And an upset, the state of mind called an upset, can only exist if we're fighting the truth of what happened. So pick an upset, and then notice what would happen to the upset if somehow you were at peace with the truth of what happened. The upset would disappear in an instant.
Oh, my gosh. I so agree with you, and I had a situation happen recently, and as you're speaking, I'm like, yeah, I get it. This is very powerful, and I want to thank our global listening audience for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We are joined in the studio with Bill Ferguson, and wow, we are having a rich discussion around Get Your Power Back, and Bill Ferguson's mastery of life and the step-by-step processes that he has to share are so dynamic and powerful. I hope you're keeping your pen and pad handy. Bill, tell us a little bit more of if someone finds themselves focusing and stuck in this stage of upset, how do they transition out of that place and move on the other side to get their power back?
Okay. Well, you got to see, on the surface, we resist certain circumstances. But at a deeper level, we never resist the circumstances. We resist all the feelings and emotion that get triggered by the circumstances. So like on the surface, let's say I'm resisting, I have a relationship with this lady and I'm resisting losing her. Well, on the surface, I'm resisting the circumstance called losing her. But at a deeper level, I'm not resisting losing her. I'm resisting all the feelings and emotion that get triggered if I even think of losing her. We don't realize it, but our whole lives are about running from a very specific hurt. And the automatic subconscious avoidance of this hurt creates a state of fear and upset and tunnel vision. It destroys, it forces us to act in a way that has us lose power, which would be good to talk about in a sec. And then it literally makes everything worse. Every area of life that doesn't work, every relationship that doesn't work, every self-sabotaging behavior pattern, every area of life where we suffer is going to be traced to the automatic subconscious avoidance of a very specific suppressed childhood hurt.
And it's just coming out in these other ways.
That's right. That's right. Because on the surface.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. Let me tell you how this gets created. See, when we're born pure love. We're happy, alive, we're free. We start out that way. But we're born into a world that kills it. So every one of us experiences very, very painful losses of love. And as little kids, the only way we can explain these painful losses of love is to blame ourselves. Clearly, I'm the problem. And then we decide what that problem is. I'm not good enough. I'm not worth loving. I'm worthless. I'm a failure. And it's never the truth. But in the eyes of a little child, it becomes our truth. And then we spend the whole rest of our lives running from it. And any circumstance that comes along and triggers that hurt will be perceived subconsciously as a threat. Because if I really am worthless, not good enough, or whatever, I might as well die. You know, it's a subconsciously, it's a major threat. So our whole life is about how do we make people in life be a certain way so we don't have to feel it. But what we don't realize is that everything we do to avoid it creates more of it. You run from failure, you create more failure.
So we have
failure.
To deal with it. Mm-hmm.
You
so we
have to heal it.
Face
that. Because until you heal it, see, it goes back to something I call the law of resistance. Whatever you resist, you're going to magnify and give power to it. Example, imagine on the ceiling above you four large yellow balloons. Now, whatever you do, don't think about them. And notice what
that
happens when you try not to think about the yellow balloons. You get more yellow balloons.
Yeah.
And this, the same principle applies in every area of life. If you have a relationship with somebody and that person has a characteristic that you can't stand and you fight that characteristic, guess what happens? You get more of it. Effective action can handle a situation, but that inner state of resisting magnifies it. So we create the belief that we're not okay.
That area, our attention. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we create the belief that we're not okay, and then we fight it, which then magnifies it out of proportion.
And bottom line, and I apologize, we at that moment we were speaking at the same time, didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to interject and share that I so see what you're saying, because the reality is whatever we are focused on, that's what we're giving our attention to. And like you were saying, that when we continue to replay those situations, that's what's living, and we have to heal ourselves from that. And so often you have adults that are still dealing with the hurts of the child because they have not freed themselves, as you would say, of their past, and those past hurts.
Yeah, and then the past will keep repeating itself forever. Yeah. And getting back to what we were talking about before about get your power back. You know, at any moment, we are totally, hopelessly at the effect of the world around us. Well, what we don't notice is that simultaneously the world around us is totally, hopelessly at the effect of us. That makes us the cause.
Tell us more, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at any moment, we're totally at the effect of the world around us, and we're the cause of the world around us. We're the creator of our lives, and we are the victim of our lives, both at the same time. But you only experience yourself as being one or the other. When you experience yourself as being at the effect, you're powerless. Life is on top of you. And anytime you're upset or anytime you're in the presence of an area of life that isn't working, you're at the effect. So that's being at the effect is very, very destructive. Leads to depression, all sorts of nasty stuff. Okay, then look at the other side. Have you ever had a time in your life when you've been at the effect of something and you resisted it and you resisted it, and then you reached a point where you decided, all right, enough is enough. I'm tired of messing with this. I'm going to handle it, and I don't care what it takes to handle it, but I'm going to handle it. And you started taking action to handle it. Notice that instantly you shifted from being at the effect to being at cause. Instead of that area of life being on top of you, you're now on top of that area of life. When you live your life at cause, you're on top of life. You can chart your course. You can make things happen. You can have your dreams come true. When you're at the effect, you're powerless. All we can do is bitch and complain. So the natural state of who we are is cause. But there's something that we do that puts us at the effect and destroys our power. And basically what that is fighting the truth of something.
Now let me ask you a question, Bill, if I may. Let me ask you a question around this richness that you're sharing, the effect and making this shift to cause. And
yes.
If I understood you correctly, cause is being on top of life. Now, when you're quote-unquote in that zone of cause and being on top of life, does it mean that you're not faced with potentially tragedy happening, you know, life-altering situations? Does it mean that life is perfect?
Well, part of why we're here on the planet is to grow. So life is forever going to bring us challenges and difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you can flow with the difficult times, you move through them much, much faster.
Mm-hmm.
See, difficult times are going to come. The only choice we have is how are we going to relate to them.
Understandable. So the quote that I'm hearing right now is that it's not so much what happens to a man or a woman, man being universal, it's not so much what happens to a man, it's how they react from what happens.
Yes. Eckhart Tolle has a quote that I loved. He said that when you interact with life, when you interact with life, no matter what life brings you, in a positive way, you're going to create a positive life. And if you interact with life in a negative way, whatever life brings you, you're going to create a negative life. See, it's never the circumstances. It's all about how we relate to the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You change how you
relate
to life, and you change how you relate to life, you change what happens around you.
Mm-hmm. Because
see,
it all comes back to, mm-hmm. It all comes back to perception?
Yes. Yeah, it absolutely. Because we see life in a very particular way. We act consistent with the way we see it, and then life responds accordingly. And when you come from that place of love, you interact with life in a very positive way, which creates great things. You know, for me, I have more love in my life now than I have ever, 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 ever had in my whole life. And it's just, it's nice. See, it's possible to live at cause most all the time. It's possible
mm-hmm.
to live in that experience of love most all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes relating to life in a very different way, because we're taught to look at life. See, we're taught that happiness comes from outside of us, that upsets come from outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So then our focus is trying to make life be a certain way. So we fight, resist,
mm-hmm.
hang on, and withdraw, not realizing that we destroy the happiness that we seek and we create more fear and upset.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You know, as I'm listening, it is just so simplistic yet complicated. Meaning it boils down to us making a choice, and life is all about decisions and our point of view. And so often,
yes.
You know, we want to blame others because we don't want to take responsibility. Like you were saying, we don't want to face the truth that, hey, maybe I missed it in this area.
Yes.
Maybe not, but is my glass going to be, from whatever the situation is, a very common, you know, statement, is my glass going to be half empty or half full? Optimist,
yes.
Pessimistic, you know? So this is
yes.
very rich insight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what you're saying, you know, is very, very accurate. The only thing is the hurt, the suppressed hurt, prevents us from choosing. See, because when that hurt gets triggered, it takes over. It's like a spring-loaded mechanism. When that nerve gets triggered, it totally takes over, because subconsciously our survival is being threatened. Now, in reality, there's nothing being threatened. It's because this nerve that we run from is ultimately nothing more than a combination of thoughts and feelings. But subconsciously, this is a major threat. More accurately, it's a major threat to the ego.
Of course. So, is that why you state that the hurt will sabotage our lives if we continue to
absolutely. Absolutely. Cause, mm-hmm. And everybody's got this hurt. Nobody escapes this. Everybody's got this hurt. But we don't even notice that it's there because we're so taught to look at what triggers it. But what triggers it is never the problem. And the thing that's interesting is that what triggers the hurt for each person varies because each person's hurt mm-hmm. is varies. Different people get mm-hmm. upset at different things because each person has a different set of nerves to get triggered.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, would you say that people, quote unquote, get something from reliving those hurts and that's why they kind of reside there and they don't make the shift? Any insight around that?
Well, there's a number of things that give the hurt power. One huge thing is that we're taught to relate to hurt in a way that destroys the natural healing process. So let's look at upset. When we get upset, there's all sorts of chemical reactions that take place inside us. These chemical reactions create a very negative energy. This negative energy needs to be purged from our bodies. If it does not get purged, it turns into suppressed emotion. And mm-hmm. suppressed emotion is very destructive because the more suppressed emotion you got, the more you're going to be threatened by life, which is going to force destructive behavior, which is going to cause the suppressed emotion to grow and grow and grow. There's also a direct link between suppressed emotion and very serious physical problems, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, cancer, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So the mm-hmm. body knows this, and the body, the human design system, the body just naturally wants to purge it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to see how to release this suppressed emotion, how to release this negative energy, is to look at little kids. Little kids are masters at releasing this negative energy. When they get hurt, they cry and they cry and they cry. And when they get through crying, it's all gone.
It's all gone.
Yes. And the thing that we were created with that ability to always be pure inside, and we were created with the ability to restore our peace within moments, no matter what our circumstances are. And you can see that by looking at little kids. And the thing that little kids do that we have lost as adults, the thing that little kids do is they feel their hurt willingly. They're totally willing to feel it, and they could care less what anybody says about it.
So true.
Yeah,
that's
so
why they'll have a temper tantrum at a moment's notice wherever, because they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if you look at what an upset really is, the body is constantly trying to purge itself of this negative energy. So what an upset is, a circumstance rolls around, and it triggers this suppressed emotion, and it brings it to the surface to be purged. Upsets are great because the purpose of an upset is to get rid of more of that suppressed hurt, get rid of that more of that junk, so you're more able to live in the experience of love. But our culture,
and we lose our power because we don't purge it.
That's right, and we fight the truth. What makes us lose what has us lose our power is our inability to flow with life. And why we can't flow with life is because life hurts. It triggers this hurt. But if you go through life being willing to feel the hurt, then it comes and it goes. When you fight the hurt, like we're taught, it stays. And our culture destroys the natural healing process. You want to cry about something? I'll give you something to cry about. So instead of purging it, we're taught to suppress it. And then when you suppress it, it turns into pain. And now not only are we taught don't feel it, but now mm-hmm. it's too threatening to feel it.
Right. It's so true. Bill, oh my gosh, can you believe it? Time flies so rapidly. I want to take a quick pause to invite our global listening audience to chime in at this time. Again, we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You and our in-studio guest, Bill Ferguson on the topic of get your power back, this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space if you have a question or a comment. Meanwhile, Bill and I will continue this rich discussion and, wow, this wealth of information that is being shared on this subject. You know, Bill, I didn't even realize I got so lost in what you were sharing, how close we are to, we have about 15 minutes left in today's broadcast. What would be some closing thoughts that you would share with our audience as they look at identifying, okay, I have some hurts, I've released my power, I'm, you know, not willing to face the truth in certain areas, but I want to get my power back. What would be some steps or insight that you would share that would be helpful? And I also want to mention that Bill has a full book on this, so he's not going to give it all to you, and you can definitely acquire his book on his website, and he'll give you that information as well.
Yes. Well, one thing that would be, see, literally every area of life that doesn't work is going to be traced to the automatic subconscious avoidance of a very specific hurt. So first step is to find what it is, to identify the hurt. And I want to just mention how I discovered all this, because I think that'll give people some insight. My big issue was failure. And then the more I ran from failure, the more I kept creating failure. And finally, there was this point when I bought a whole bunch of real estate, highly leveraged, right before the market collapsed. And I lost everything. I lost all my investments. I lost my office. And I even lost my home. It was an incredibly painful time in my life. But it was probably the most important, because it put failure in my face so big that I couldn't escape it. Now, there was also the side of the coin called success. That was there too. But at the time, I couldn't see that. All I could see was failure. And there was this moment when I looked over my life and I just saw all the evidence of what a failure I was. And there was this moment when I let it in. I didn't like it, but I couldn't deny it because the evidence was everywhere. And I didn't realize it at the time, but the moment I let in what a failure I was, my fear of failure lost its power. How could I run from failure if I am one? Simultaneously, the tunnel vision disappeared so I could see clear. And then there was a moment right after that where I felt this wonderful freedom. It's like, oh, what a relief. I'm a failure. How great. It takes all the pressure off. I don't have to be a success. I don't have to be a certain way. I can just be me. And that was the point when my life started working. And
wow,
then I started discovering
point of
that.
View.
Yeah, and then I discovered that everybody else is doing the same thing. And then for me, the whole thing about success and failure disappeared. And then my life, instead of being about running from the fear of failure, my focus automatically then was to shift it towards my focus. My focus was on what's my passion and how do I live my passion? How do I create a great life? See,
and I must
very
say, I really
profound
feel your
difference.
Passion in this subject. It really is a profound difference. And I must say, in all of what you have shared, I can feel your passion around wanting to empower others so that they can move beyond these areas that are holding them back and truly get their power back and live, quote unquote, as one would say, their best life. Any other thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, and there's just so much suffering, and it is so totally unnecessary. You know, it's, and I suspect, you mentioned something earlier about spirituality. I suspect that ultimately all of our lessons are brought to us for the purpose of teaching us to let go and trust. Because the more you let go and trust, life just works.
So true. I can definitely see that. Yeah. Very valid. Absolutely. Bill, I want you to, we have about 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure that our global listening audience that's listening in be reminded that this is the time, again, when you can join the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. We welcome the richness of your questions and comments. Bill, I want to make sure that our global listening audience knows how they can acquire your book, Get Your Power Back, where you get into really a great depth around each of these areas. And we've only been able to touch the surface, but we've gotten some good richness out today. And, of course, you have a body of work. How can they connect with you offline, order your book, maybe hire you in to speak on this subject or various subjects that you offer through your services?
Yes. Well, I have a website, masteryoflife.com. And you can go there, and there's a section on articles and more, and there's a bunch of articles and videos, and it'll just have you be able to discover why your life is the way that it is, and how to have it be great. The thing I've learned is that literally there's a step-by-step process for having life work. You know, basically the first step is to discover why your life is the way that it is. Second step is to learn how to release emotion and let go. The next step is how do you find and heal these deeper issues that mess everything up? And then the next step is to take action, specific action, and on handling your life and going for your dreams and developing your ability to live in the light. And it's not difficult. You just got to know what the steps are. And you can go to masteryoflife.com and learn about the steps. Also, I do individual work with people. I do, programs. My focus is to get this information out into the world. So, and I've got the different books. There's a bookstore on the website. And then the thing we've been talking about tonight is about Get Your Power Back. And the book, Get Your Power Back, it's about these deeper issues and how they work, how they sabotage our lives. And then how do you find the hurt? How do you heal the hurt, and how do you get to the other side? And there's such a wonderful freedom on the other side.
Absolutely. And I want to share with our global listening audience that on Bill's website, masteryoflife.com, you can actually read a chapter, the first chapter, chapter number 1 of Get Your Power Back. You can get a taste of it, where Bill gets into greater details and meat on We Create Our Lives. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that. You can get this wealth of knowledge and information. You know,
also,
wow, Bill, it is amazing. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I have a free e-course. It's got, you get a lesson a week for 35 weeks, and it literally walks you through the process of transforming your life. And it's just a real easy, fast read, but it's very, very powerful. And then it has suggested action to take, and you work with that. And then a week later, you get another one, and it literally walks you through a very powerful, transformative process. And it doesn't cost anything, but you can learn about that on the website.
Wonderful. And so take advantage of the free resources that are available for you and know that this information can really help you to chart your life and move beyond the stuff into another level. I'm so excited about all of what has been shared. Bill, as we prepare, again, it's amazing how quickly time flies. This hour of empowerment has really flown by. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, what are some of the closing thoughts that you would have to share And I want to ask you this. What has been one of the greatest life lessons that Bill Ferguson, master of life, has learned himself?
Well, I've learned most all of these things that I've been teaching the hard way. You know, I had a painful relationship, back in the 70s where I had that cycle of conflict. And then out of that cycle, having a painful, destructive marriage, I learned about the cycle of conflict. And then losing all the real estate in my office and my home, I learned about these core issues. So life has been a great, great teacher. And the one thing that I can think of that's just so mm-hmm. important is the willingness to feel your hurt. Because on the surface, that's what we avoid. On the surface, we resist the circumstances, but at a deeper level, we never resist the circumstances. We resist the emotion. We resist the hurt that's being triggered. Well, if you're willing to feel the hurt, the circumstances have no power. If you're unwilling to feel the hurt, the circumstances are going to have total power. I used to be a Marine Corps captain. I went 25 years without crying. You got to be tough. And somewhere along the line, I learned that not only is it okay to heal your hurt, it's essential. It's what cleanses your soul. So I look for opportunities to get more of that junk out of me. And what's happened, which was a total surprise to me, is the more I healed my hurt, the less I needed my walls of protection. And when I didn't need my walls of protection, the love that is the essence of who I am, who we all are, came forth. And as the love comes forth, then the people around me feel loved, and then they give it right back to me. And that's why I said earlier that I experienced more love in my life today than I have any time in my whole entire life ever. And it's all come out of that willingness to feel my hurt and even the eagerness to find more so I can get rid of more of it. It's profoundly changed my life.
Wow. And that is very profound. And, you know, I think that that is a good place to officially wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Wow, Bill, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and sharing the nuggets of richness that you have shared. It's been very insightful, very thought-provoking, and I thank you so much. And I have to give a love shout-out to Nicole Jansen, Leaders of Transformation, for making the connection. I want our audience to be reminded that if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, and I want you to be reminded as well, and for some, I want you to know that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Of course, we invited you to ask a question, make a comment, and maybe you didn't feel comfortable with that. We totally understand and get it. I want you to know that this is a way that we can continue the dialogue. It is an open group, and anyone can join you simply if you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You can simply ask to join. We appreciate you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And on our next installment, it is time to shape up and win. We'll be picking up in our Shape Up series. Wow, for the past episodes of our Shape Up series, we have been pulling pages out of the book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. I am a John C. Maxwell team member, and it's just been such a rich time. And a lot of what I'm hearing here, some parallels on one, just being aware of where we are on our journey. So we're going to continue in our Shape Up series and continuing to look at some of the laws of the invaluable laws of growth. Again, I want to stay connected with you. Visit CoachAdams.com. And be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through our Shape Up and Win, our 4 hours of Power Win Shop. We have coaching and training and group settings and all of those various things ultimately centered around vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Again, don't forget to visit Bill Ferguson's website at lifemastery.com, lifemastery.com, where you can... Mastery of Life. Oh, I'm so sorry, Bill. Mastery of Life. Thank you for correcting me. Masteryoflife.com, where you can acquire one of various products, being Get Your Power Back, the book that we've been talking about today. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.